The Chapel Hill Community Design Commission recently heard a community zoning recommendation for the Wallace Parking Deck area, which will become an innovation district. After construction of the new Rosemary Street parking deck is completed, the town-owned Wallace Parking Deck will be demolished. In its place, a 7-story lab and office building is set to be constructed. Michael Stevenson, an architect with Perkins and Eastman working on the project, said the larger redevelopment plans will create a significant amount of space for businesses and research in downtown Chapel Hill.
We're very interested in the proximity to the university and downtown business district and improving pedestrian connectivity between Franklin and Rosemary and the surrounding neighborhoods.
Stevenson said the deck is surrounded by an alley off of Rosemary, but the alley alignment interrupts the pedestrian space between the building and the public space.
What we propose is to rotate that last leg of the alley to the east and exit it onto Henderson, and then create a continuous pedestrian space from the building frontage all the way across the park to Henderson and Rosemary.
The 200,000-square-foot building will host a wet lab space and other business partners. Biolabs, a co-working space for life science startups, will operate out of the new building, having already claimed space. The town said this project is estimated to bring $500 million and 800 jobs. The project also includes a public green space on the corner of East Rosemary Street and Henderson Street. Chair of the Community Design Commission, Susanna Dancy, commended the work done on the plans for the Rosemary Street redevelopment.
The changes you've made will improve the quality of space on Rosemary Street immeasurably compared to the last time we saw this. So I want to give you 2 thumbs up on that one. Thank you very much.
The Community Design Commission voted unanimously, recommending approval to the Chapel Hill Town Council with a few conditions. One is to re-examine the dumpster area with a suggestion to find another option in a different location. The other condition within the approval is to see examples of the strobic fans, which will be used to remove exhaust and contaminants from the lab space. The commissioners asked for final approval on the treatment of that mechanical equipment. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ava Pukach.